T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Thursday morning. And, Ted, we've been doing the morning show together for, 22 years now? I don't think we've had a bigger star than the one we have on right now. Ted, I'm going to let you do the honors.
This is pretty cool. Her name is Dionne Warwick. She's got an upcoming live stream concert on Sunday, May 9th. You can get access to that concert at boxoffice.mandolin.com. Please welcome to the show Dionne Warwick. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. How are you?
I could not be better. Thank you for asking.
That is what we want to hear. And the things we've loved to hear for the last several decades is your fantastic voice. And we're glad you're able to bring folks a live stream concert. This is a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, it really is. It's wonderful to know that a little bit of sunshine, which music happens to be, will be brought into people's lives again, and they can smile. I mean, after a year of being kind of sequestered, as we all have been, it's a joy to be able to do this.
Ms. Warwick, I got to tell you, I grew up with, of course, the Beatles and the Stones, and you were right there with them. What a great, marvelous voice you had. Took that Burt Bacharach music and made it come alive for so many of us. Thank you so much for all you've done for us over the years.
Thank you for acknowledging that. That's wonderful to hear that my music has been a wonderful part of your life and made you smile.
Did you have expensive voice lessons when you were growing up?
No. I come from a singing family, so, you know, the old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. And God decided that he pointed a finger at a family and said, okay, you got it. So hopefully we're all doing what we were endowed to do, and apparently it's been working.
We're talking live with Dionne Warwick, 56 singles in the top 100. Dan, that's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Dionne, how did Burt Bacharach and Hal David find you?
And we found each other. I met Burt first. He had written a song for the Drifters, along with another songwriting partner, Bob Hilliard, a song called Mexican Divorce. And my background group did the background on that particular recording with the Drifters. And after the session was completed, Burt approached me and asked if I'd be interested in doing demonstration records of songs he'd be writing with a new songwriting partner named Hal David. And it was wonderful to be able to do that, based upon the fact that it also supplemented my education, my college funds that had to be paid. And out of that became a wonderful friendship as well as a musical entity within the music world.
My daughter has emailed me today, and she is she's a grown person with her own children. She says, can I somehow get Dionne's autograph? Her favorite song is Deja Vu, which is one of my favorites too. I've got a CD in my car.
Yeah.
My CD in my car's got all your hits. I'm going to be playing them on the way home today.
Good. That's a good thing.
Sometimes Burt Bacharach's rhythms were a little tricky, but you seem to be one of the singers that was able to handle anything he threw at you.
You know, it's amazing. I'm so thrilled that I was in college at that point in time. My major was music education, my minor piano. So, he has a very, very distinct drummer that he marches to. And fortunately, having music education as a part of my life, he almost had to have that in order to sing his melodies. But we got along very well, fortunately. And the rest is, as they say, her story.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite of all the songs you've sung? Do you have one or two that are your favorites?
No, I really don't. All of them are my favorites. You know, they're my babies, and I don't have a favorite baby.
I'm sure there's some song that you thought was going to be a hit but didn't make it. Sometimes those are the ones that get away from you a little bit. Are there any that register for that?
Yes. You know, I'm no criteria when it comes to what's going to be a hit record or not, especially with me. San Jose, I did not want to record. I just felt that Hal Davey could not write a song with whoa, 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 whoa in it. You know, I did not record What the World Needs Now Is Love first. Jackie DeShannon did. And I refused that song based on the origin of the song, the original way it was written. It was written as a more of a country, lopey kind of thing. And I did not feel that I was capable of fitting into that genre at the time. And Jackie has that ability to do, and coming from the southern regions of our country, first of all, there. But after it was put into my formula, that we call it my formula, that we used to record me, it felt like something that I would have sung. And I finally recorded it. And in most cases, most people think I recorded it first in any event anyway, because it was written by Backrack and David.
We're talking live this morning with Dionne Warwick. She's got an upcoming live stream concert on Sunday, May 9th. You can get access to that at boxoffice.mandolin.com. It's called Dionne at Home with You. And once you started to achieve fame on the music charts, you were a constant presence on television throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And were you comfortable in front of the camera?
Yes,
it seemed like, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, first of all, being acknowledged by people like Ed Sullivan and Danny Thomas and Danny Kaye and Red Skelton and Carol Burnett, all those wonderful, wonderful entertainers who felt that I had something to offer their audiences. And so it was wonderful being recognized in that fashion.
So who are the singers that you, your favorites? Who do you like to listen to, or did you like to listen to?
I listen basically to my peers. You know, I listen to Gladys Knight. I listen to Stevie Wonder. I listen to Johnny Mathis and Luther Vandross. Those are the people that I listen to. And I also listen very much to my friends I've made in the Brazilian era of music. You know, I find Brazilian music to be a happy, happy sound. And it's those are the things that I listen to. I've been listening, of course, to our babies, as I call them, our youngsters, and getting to understand where they're coming from and why they're singing the songs they're singing. And they've respected that from me as I'm learning from them as much as they're learning from me.
Right. And with social media, and we're talking about Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, this streaming concert you have coming up, it's a way for you to reach even more and more people.
Yeah,
it really is. And it's been absolutely incredible. You know, watching my babies, my nieces and nephews, enjoy Twitter as much as they were, and giggling away, and I wanted to giggle with them. And my niece Brittany decided, after I employed her, please, will you show me how to do this, because I want to laugh too. Finding that I'm being, you know, brought into a genre of youngsters that I didn't really realize knew who I was, and respected what I did and responded to me. They finally found it. Well, there's a grown-up on Twitter now. Okay, let's see what we got here.
She's the great Dionne Warwick. Dionne, we want to thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for the music, and bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you so very much for inviting me. You guys stay safe. and have a happy.
Love you much. Thank you so much. That's Dionne Warwick, the great one. 56 top 100 singles, a dozen of them top 10 singles. She's got an upcoming live stream concert on Sunday, May 9th. And if you want to get on that, go to boxoffice.mandolin.com, and it's called Dionne at Home with You.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
It is. 8:39 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Boy, we've had some big stars on the air before, Ted. None bigger than that. Let's check out the blur a little bit this morning. Some entertainment news.
Good stuff. Yeah, yeah, let's get to some other folks. Ron Howard and his brother Clint write a new memoir.
Filmmaker Ron Howard and his brother Clint have a new memoir that will hit stands this fall titled The Boys, a memoir of Hollywood and family. The book will examine the brothers' childhood as their careers took off.
The Andy Griffith Show.
With Ron finding success on The Andy Griffith Show and Happy Days, he speaks about the stress that came with his newfound fame and the bullying by his peers. Likewise for Clint, with roles on Star Trek and Gentle Ben, and how Clint struggled in his later years when acting gigs ran out. The two began the memoir in 2017 when their dad passed, and they began reflecting on their lives. The Boys is out October 12th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A chance to buy a house where Mr. Rogers lived.
A house in a very special neighborhood is available. In Pittsburgh, the former home of beloved children's TV host Mr. Rogers has been put up for sale, asking $850,000 for the 3,700-square-foot brick home with a large concrete porch, home to Fred and Joanne Rogers from the late 50s to early 60s, according to a newsletter from his alma mater, Rollins College. His show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, wouldn't air until the late 60s, but stories from local residents say he was already putting on puppet shows for kids when he lived in the house on Squirrel Hill. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Get ready for a biopic series on Audrey Hepburn.
A dramatic series that details the life of Hollywood icon Audrey Hepburn is officially in development from writer and director Jacqueline Hoyt of The Good Wife, The Leftovers, and CSI. The actress became the it girl in Hollywood in the 60s and 70s after the films Breakfast at Tiffany's and My Fair Lady.
My dream was to become a ballet dancer, but I plunged into show business.
Even though there has been plenty of docs, like Audrey, which premiered in March on Netflix, this is the first biopic on the star. It'll be co-written by her son Luca Dotti, as well as Italian journalist and writer Luigi Spinola. The pic is said to go deep on Hepburn's formative years. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Actress Justine Bateman talked to All Access. She's writing a book about aging gracefully.
You know, I had seen some criticism of my face. I thought, you know, I really wanted to look at why society has taken in the idea that a woman's face needs to be fixed and made it a belief and made it very matter of fact that women should do that and start doing it young. And I think it's a little psychotic. So I wanted to write about how those ideas have little anchors in our society.
Actress Justine Bateman. We have a king of content when it comes to streaming.
Netflix is king of the streaming hill, according to a new Morgan Stanley survey. U.S. consumers say the streamer has the best original programming. It remains the most frequently cited as offering the best original programming, with 38% of the respondents picking it as number one per the Wall Street analyst firm's streaming survey. Amazon Prime Video came in second, with 12% of the respondents saying it had the best original programming, followed by Disney Plus, Hulu, and HBO Max. Also in the survey, the average U.S. household now pays for 2.5 streaming video services, up from 2.3 in 2020, and there are 300 million subscriptions in the country as of December. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Actor Wallace Reed was born 130 years ago on this day in St. Louis, a name that has faded into the Hollywood past. He was a huge actor in silent movies. He was referred to as the screen's most perfect lover.
Whoa!
Yeah. Handsome guy. He was in movies, you know, like he was competing with Valentino and Harold Lloyd and all those silent film guys.
Yeah.
He was on his way to a location in Oregon for filming a movie in 1919, was injured in a train wreck in California, needed 6 stitches to close up a 3-inch wound in his scalp. As he was trying to recover, they prescribed morphine. He became addicted and died at the age of 31.
Wow.
Huh. Mm. The screen's most perfect lover, Wallace Reed, He was born 130 years ago on this day in St. Louis. It was 50 years ago on this night that Patton won the Best Picture and Best Director at the Academy Awards. George C. Scott was named Best Actor. He did not accept the Oscar. He didn't like the Academy's voting process. That was the first time ever an actor rejected an Oscar. George C. Scott, 50 years ago on this night, for the movie Patton. Happy birthday today to actress Claudia Cardinale. Ooh. She is 83 today. Ooh. She was in the original Pink Panther.
Yes, she was.
A very photogenic lady.
Very photogenic.
Claudia Cardinale is 83 today. And we'll finish up with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Finally, this made me laugh. Facebook made an error and removed the official page for the French town Ville de Beach. The error is being blamed on a censoring algorithm, but a prime suspect is a Facebook employee from the neighboring town Hull de Arse.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great family-owned appliance repair business. If your appliance is in trouble, call Terry. Make an appointment, 409-1525. They are great folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A zoning change for some important land in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.